Thank you very much to Colm Harrison.
Now, it's a quite remarkable story. It's a case of amnesia which has been baffling the medical world. It involves a person described as patient W.O. 10 years ago, he went to the dentist for routine surgery and hasn't been able to remember anything since.
His symptoms are similar to those suffering from a form of amnesia, where you lose the ability to create new memories following a traumatic event. But scans of his brain show no damage, and there's seemingly no psychological explanation. Our reporter Luke Jones went to meet patient W.O.
Yes, normal tea, green tea.
Every morning, patient W.O. wakes up thinking it's May 2005.
My husband will get up first. He always gets up at the same time, 5 to 7. The clock goes off and he checks his phone from going through his diary.
Nothing past 1:40 p.m. on the 14th of May 2005 will stick for longer than 90 minutes.
Cleared all a load of emails and went to the dentist. And I can remember right up until the dentist actually injecting the local anaesthetic. And then that's it.
It was frustrating in the beginning because the memory span was only quite short for a couple of months. So, you know, even though I was still working and he was at home on his own, I'd be backwards and forwards, and he'd been to the shop 5 times and bought 5 newspapers.
Their lives are now built around making his that little bit easier.
Moved here when I think it was 8.
They moved into his mother's house, the house he grew up in, to make things more familiar.
Small conservatory on the back and an annex that used to be a coal shed.
He knows where everything is in the village, in the house. He knows where everything is. He knows where people live.
For everything else, he has his phone.
Well, this is just my diary for today that tells me in-laws' anniversary, Sunday's at his apprenticeship.
It beeps every 90 minutes, prompting him to read it. The most crucial one is a document called Read This First. It's a summary of everything that has happened since May 2005.
It tells me that I've got a problem. About my medication, when to take it, and then it tells me what's happened, that when I was discharged from the army, about buying the house for my mother, we had a garage built on the side, tells me my daughter is 21.
And as you're reading this now, it says your daughter is 21, she's doing her degree, it explains who her boyfriend is. As you're reading that there, is that surprising to you now?
Yeah. I missed 10 years of my life. Or I've not missed, I've been there, or probably been there, but I don't remember it. I mean, things like, we'd like to see her, you know, walk down the aisle, I'd give her away in it when she gets married. Will I remember it? If nothing changes, then no, I won't. So, one of my proudest days of my life, I'll know nothing about it. Same with my son, who's 18 now. He's 8. And the other information on there is, you know, births in the family that I don't know about, and family deaths.
And I'm sure a lot of people, if they were presented with a list here, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, there's about 10 people, it's saying, who have died and the date they've died, going from around 2006 to 2015, that's a sort of shocking piece of information.
Well, it is, but what can I do about it? It's happened, but I've got it on there, so hopefully I won't upset anyone by saying the wrong thing, or just don't say anything.
Right, that all begs the question. I think we need to find out a little bit more about this condition. It's called anterograde amnesia. Let's speak to Dr. Jane Loney, one of the top neuropsychologists in Sydney. Welcome to you. Can you tell us just a little bit more about this condition? Because it is fascinating, but also slightly scary.
Yeah, certainly. Anterograde amnesia is a condition where a patient has an impaired capacity to learn new information. So anything that he or she has heard, for example, conversations they may have been involved in or any experiences they may have had, they're able to experience those things and partake in those things, but they're then unable to retain that information over time.
I've had some experience of someone who has amnesia. The fascinating thing is that there's whole things he can't remember, but things like riding a bike, driving a car, reading, writing, absolutely remembers all of that. Is it not the same form of memory?
Absolutely not, no. Look, there are a number of different forms of memory and memory systems within the brain. And the memory system that you're referring to when you're mentioning bike riding and writing is what we call procedural memory. And in cases of anterograde memory loss, and there are a number of different causes for anterograde memory loss, but other forms of memory, such as procedural memory, usually remain intact.
But this particular form, anterograde amnesia, it's not very common.
Anterograde memory loss is very common, and it arises in a range of conditions. It arises as a result of a brain trauma sustained in a motor vehicle accident, for example. It arises as part of one of the very earliest symptoms of the most common form of dementia, Alzheimer's disease, and a variety of other conditions that, I suppose, starve the brain of oxygen. We know that the parts of the brain, the hippocampus, that are very important in our ability to form new memories are very sensitive to lack of oxygen. So it does occur in a range of conditions. What's, I suppose, unusual about this particular case is, well, firstly, that we don't appear to know what the cause was, but also it seems to be a very focal case of anterograde amnesia loss in the sense that other parts of the brain appear to be functioning very well.
It must be a nightmare to experience, to wake up every day and having forgotten what happened the day before.
I think the best person to comment on that is obviously your patient. But yes, I imagine very frightening and very, very confusing and just very unsettling, not being able to, I suppose, make a coherent sense of the past and the present and the future.
Thanks for explanations today. That was Dr. Jane Lonnie in Sydney.